Pentagon Comptroller Robert Hale says he doesn't want to overpromise, but the department's fairly confident it can meet the 2014 and 2017 deadlines Congress and the Defense Secretary have set for audit readiness. But he says it would help a lot if the financial management professionals in the department, the same ones responsible for guiding the audit preparation effort, weren't sidetracked by constant budget emergencies.
In recent years, we've encountered unprecedented budgetary uncertainty, including no fewer than 4 shutdown drills for which we planned in the long-term continuing resolution in Fiscal 11. They've generated time-consuming and unproductive planning efforts. Sometimes I think I spend most of my time planning for things I hope don't happen. Now we face the prospect of sequestration and yet another long-term continuing resolution. Dealing with these extraordinary actions is sapping the time we could be spending on other things, including audit readiness. The single biggest thing you could do to help me would be to return to a more orderly budget process.
Hale's remarks came at an audit readiness hearing at the House Armed Services Committee. The department's first audit target is in 2014, when it's required to develop an auditable statement of budgetary resources. Hale says he thinks they're about halfway there.
Look, I'll regret this, but I think we're in midfield. But I also think we just got Robert Griffin III, and he's looking good, and that we've got some momentum on our side. You know, I think we're kind of crudely halfway there, but we got the ball and we're on the offense, would be the analogy I would offer you.
The government's largest department is also the only department that hasn't been able to assert audit readiness yet. And while it's a heavy lift, DOD financial managers say there have been numerous important turns in the road over the past year. The Air Force and Navy have gotten unqualified opinions on the existence and completeness of the vast majority of their equipment. Two major defense agencies have gotten clean opinions on their own statements of budgetary resources, and many of the department's senior executives had their own contributions to audit readiness incorporated into their performance reviews this year.
I'll say it's not the primary goal. If you're a logistician, then the primary goal is still logistics, but it is a part of the subsidiary goals. And the performance evaluation process starting right now, I would like to tie this as closely as we can to assessments and bonuses so that there's some tangible rewards for success and some stigma, if that's the right word, or some change in behavior if we're not making success. I think we've got people's attention. I'm a little less confident, but beginning to believe they know what they've got to do throughout the department, and so I think it's a major step forward, but I'm humble about all the changes that we've got to pull off over the next couple of years. Like I said, Mr. Chairman, we've overpromised and underdelivered for a long time. I don't want to be part of that. I want to tell it as best we can and try to meet these goals.
And Beth McGrath, DOD's Deputy Chief Management Officer, says the huge enterprise resource planning systems that'll be key to getting the department's books in shape are now all meeting one standard. Within the past few months, DOD has finished testing the military services ERPs against a single standard financial information structure so the data they produce can be integrated into a single department-wide financial statement without extra workarounds. Nonetheless, McGrath says in the short term, audits will have to rely on a mix of modern ERP systems and legacy IT solutions that grew up around specific business needs.
I think the difference today, and I've seen in the last few years, is that we really are taking an enterprise perspective and sort of lifting up, if you will, and looking across the organization, not only at the military department level, but also at the DOD enterprise to say, well, what do I have and how is it helping or not? Really achieve, again, the business outcomes that we want. Today, we're talking about audit readiness.
The department's various ERPs have had a very troubled history in terms of meeting their original cost and schedule estimates, as a recent DOD Inspector General's report pointed out in detail. But McGrath says in many cases where the systems have failed to meet their objectives, it wasn't an IT problem. Rather, it was because military organizations' business practices didn't match up with the auditable business practices the systems were built for.
What we have really learned with the implementation of these ERP solutions is it can't just be the accounting team with the financial management solution. It must be the entire operation understanding the role that this capability plays within their overall execution. And that, to be honest with you, has been one of the most challenging. You know, how do we use these systems and capabilities to really execute our business? And it does require a change in what we do every day. We must move away from, frankly, the years of practices that we've had into the new environment. And there are a lot more controls in the new systems, such that you've got referential data integrity and all those other things that are are so very important to achieving auditability and full accounting of the money.
But Marilyn Thomas, the Air Force comptroller, says the ERP failures aren't necessarily the fault of the workforce or individual business process owners. The Air Force spent 7 years and $1 billion building its major ERP, called DEAMS, and got almost nothing in return. As the Air Force restructures the program, Thomas says a root cause analysis showed training was a big issue.
One of the things that the operational assessment pointed out was that we had some issues with change management, particularly in the area of training. And as we peeled the onion back to find out what the core issue was, we talked to the workforce that was using the system. And the key thing they provided us feedback on was, you know, you taught us how to use the software. You taught us about the software. You didn't teach us how to do our job with the new system.
Gladys Commons, the Navy Department's comptroller, says her service had a similar experience with Navy ERP, which the Navy plans to roll out at the beginning of next month. She says leaders eventually learned it's critical to tell the workforce that there are reasons that business practices need to be standardized across the service.
What we found is that they like to establish ways that they can get the job done quicker. However, they do not realize the impact that it is having on the overall organization when they invent their own methodology and practices. So what we have done is we have a major effort to standardize our processes and to publish those standards so that everyone knows what they need to do.
The Navy's also circulating a 5-minute YouTube video among sailors and Marines emphasizing the notion that every part of the workforce has a hand in auditability, not just the financial management community. Commons says she believes both her services will beat the 2014 audit target. The Marines expect to have an audit-ready statement of budgetary resources for fiscal year 2012. The Navy hopes to follow at the end of 2013. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.